W-N-E-W.
In the background, that's Charlie Bird and group with something from an album called The Stroke of Genius. Incidentally, you've heard us talk here at WNEW about the chairman of the board of Metromedia, John Kluge. Charlie Bird and John Kluge are the most amazing lookalikes. There's a picture on the cover of the album of Charlie Bird sitting on the side of a car playing guitar. And if you know John Kluge, it's John Kluge. Now, it may very well be that John Kluge is Charlie Bird. I've never seen the two of them together, so maybe John Kluge is moonlighting, or Charlie Bird is moonlighting. At any rate, this is Everybody's Talking. We're still talking about the tremendous resemblance between the chairman of the board of Metromedia, John Kluge, and this brilliant musician, Charlie Bird. And as I say, the only answer is that they're one and the same.
Wouldn't it be something if our boss turned out to be a guitar player?
You better believe it. And they, you know, John Kluge lived in Washington, D.C., where Charlie Bird spends most of it, so it may very well be. I wish somebody would check up on that. We may have unearthed something. I figure that John Kluge passes a phone booth and goes in and changes into Charlie Bird. Julie LaRosa will explain it further. News time. This will be it, Bill? You're about to hear Bill Deal, and Jim Gash will be along too, but this will be Bill Deal's final newscast on WNEW, and I want you to make it a great one, Bill, because the whole world is listening. This is Bill Deal at WNEW Metromedia Radio in New York.
Thank you, William B. An investigation is already underway into this morning's subway fire in a tunnel just south of Union Square. So far, though, the exact cause is not known. There were no reports of serious injuries, but several people were treated for smoke inhalation. Almost 1,000 people were evacuated from trains that were stalled when the power was shut off. And that power shutdown didn't come soon enough, according to fire officials. Chief O'Hagan says that when the fire department requested that the power be turned off, 15 minutes went by before the TA complied. If the fire had been more serious, he said, lives could have been lost. Mayor Lindsay joined O'Hagan in criticizing the TA, while at the same time saying the incident raises serious questions about the state's competence to run a subway system. MTA Chairman Dr. William Ronan is now on the scene, but so far has made no comment to the mayor's charge or about the time lag in shutting off the power. Jim Gash is back from Union Square. Jim, what do you have to report?
Bill, New Yorkers seem to become absolutely numb to discomfort, or even worse. Many, many people were actually smiling about the experience as they walked along the tracks, climbed the ladder to the platform, and were checked out by doctors and nurses at the Astor Place station. That is after having been in those steaming hot trains for at least 2 hours. And it was hot. Policemen and firemen were superb as they helped people, and ambulances were standing by for those who needed them. As far as we know, 8 people were overcome and were taken away by ambulance. Everyone, including me, I guess, got a pretty good dose of both heat and smoke in the subway. I first spoke to passengers coming up the stairs to the street, then to passengers climbing onto the subway platform.
What's it like to see daylight again?
It's beautiful. That's all I can say. It's really, I like New York City.
Despite being on the train?
Sure, fires happen all the time. Now, the only bad part was that no one was talking to you and telling you what was happening. And then, you know, after the police started coming through, everything was fine. And it's fun walking along the tracks.
You really enjoyed yourself.
It's like a relief after being in there for an hour and 15 minutes. It's fun.
Could I have your name?
Yes, Henry Schneider.
Where are you from?
Arlington, Virginia.
What do you think of your adventure in New York?
It's a horrible experience, but I will say, well, everybody was nice. No panic.
You just climbed up a ladder off the tracks. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
Where are you from?
I'm from Trinidad, really.
And you're used to the heat coming from Trinidad.
Not this type of heat.
What is your name?
Roberta Sweat.
What was it like down there?
It was just plain hot, and nobody seemed to panic.
You sat for nearly 2 hours.
That's correct.
Well, what's it like to be in the air again?
Oh, my God, it's beautiful.
And guess what? Moments after that, the mayor did arrive at the Astor Place station and personally greeted passengers.
How you feeling?
Not too good.
How long are you in that subway?
About an hour and a half now.
You feel okay? You want somebody to help you? Do you want to go to take a rest somewhere?
No, I'll go home.
What do you think of getting out of the subway train and being greeted by Mayor Lindsay?
I think that was somewhat encouraging to meet him there.
What was it like all that time?
Hot.
I'll tell you, New Yorkers are getting accustomed to this nonsense because they were pretty calm. They really were.
Makes you feel better about your fellow New Yorkers?
In a sense, but it scares me too because we're just getting accustomed to this garbage.
Then the mayor had a news conference and denounced the MTA and Dr. Ronan, pointing out every chance he had that the MTA is run by the state, the state, the state, the state. Bill?
Thank you, Jim Gash. The Transit Authority, by the way, reported a few minutes ago that power had been restored on North and South Lexington Avenue locals. Express trains, however, are still not running between Brooklyn Bridge and Grand Central. The TA says they will be running later on, but there's no time set yet. On Wall Street at noon, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 3.65. And the weekend weather this afternoon, partly sunny and warm, a high in the mid-80s. Tonight, partial cloudiness, low around 70. Tomorrow, a chance of showers, variable cloudiness, high about 80. Outlook for Sunday, partly cloudy and cool, a chance of occasional showers. Right now, skies are partly cloudy. Humidity is 53, wind southwest 11, and the temperature is 83. And that, William B., is it. If I may, I'd like to thank all of you who called in and wished me well. And I'd like to thank everyone who's helped make for a very pleasant stay here at the Big W for 4.5 years. Especially you, William B.
Are you leaving?
I'm leaving.
I didn't know that. No, seriously, Bill, congratulations. Not on your leaving, but on the fact that you're moving along, and we wish you well wherever you go. Whatever obscure network you end up at, we wish you well, Bill.